I'm so glad you could join me for the real episode 020 of this podcast recorded on November 22nd, 2010. Man, what was with me last week? I kept referring to that episode as 020. I don't know. I just don't know what happened. Well, one good thing is that I have an easy name for this podcast episode, which will be Deja Vu All Over Again. How was your week? Before I go any farther, I want to send a shout out to my good brother, John. He isn't a guitarist, but he has been listening to the podcast. So if you're listening to this episode, John, I am glad you are. I hope you enjoy what you hear, and we're all absolutely ecstatic that you are home from the hospital. I'm looking forward to a slightly lighter week than usual because of Thanksgiving here in the U.S. All my Thursday students are off because that's Thanksgiving Day, of course. And some Wednesday students are off, too. Those of you who are not having lessons this week, you do not have a pass on practicing if you're not traveling and not taking your guitar. I can almost smell the turkey that most U.S. citizens will be gobbling on Thursday. So without further ado, let's get into today's segments. The first one, as usual, is the Student Spotlight. In the warm glow of the Student Spotlight this week, there are 7 students. Good on ya. They are Arno, Arthur, Brittany, Elliot, Julia, Melissa, and Olivia. A couple of you who I named are in and out of the spotlight not with regularity. You know who you are, and for whatever reason, you're just a little inconsistent. You're really knocking on the door of great strides in your playing. I applaud your superlative effort last week. Strive for more consistent practice, focus, and technique, and you will find yourselves here more of the time. Congratulations to all those students whose progress was marked by excellence last week. Let's move on to the question of the week. This week's question comes from a guitarist friend who asked if I had any carpal tunnel syndrome, because he does. There's just another thing to go on my list of things I am thankful for. No carpal tunnel syndrome. It is a big problem with guitarists, as well as people who work on the computer all day, craftspeople, people who do anything repetitively with their hands and wrists. When I'm going to play for a long period and I know it's going to be excessively stressful, I will wear something called a Handy's fingerless support glove on my left wrist and palm. It's a little odd, but it doesn't really inhibit your playing. I will put a photo of it up on the show notes, and of course I'll link to it. I mentioned it to my friend. It's a very tight, supportive, tight in a supportive way, spandex, wristband, and fingerless glove. Now, it's not a fingerless glove in the sense that you have an inch or so of finger and your fingertips are clear, like a fingerless glove you might wear for fashion or for utility outdoors. The fingers go through slits in this glove, and not every finger has a slit. Some fingers share a slit. It's very, very odd. But your fingers can move just about as freely as if you didn't have it on, much more freely than you'd think when you see it on a hand. So keep an open mind if you try this. I have found that these help when I have to play for prolonged periods of time with prolonged intensity. They are really, for me, they have been a preventative measure. My guess is that the support probably alleviates some carpal tunnel distress too, but I can't say so from any personal experience I've had. I'll put a link to them in the show notes, as I said. there are a few knockoffs that are similar. I have the originals, and I have the knockoffs, which of course are less expensive. I mean, we're not talking about a whole boatload of money here. And I think the originals are made far better. So use your own judgment if you're going to take a look at this. Now, you might find these at some craft stores, at some medical supply places, but for the most part, I think I got mine online when I purchased them. I'm not positive. Now, here's the disclaimer to what I've just said about these Handys fingerless support gloves. I bought mine at least 15 years ago. I don't have a clue what the quality of the original Handys product is when purchased today. The art on the website looks exactly like what I have, so my guess is that they are of the same quality, but I can't say for sure because I haven't bought them in so long. You do have to order them by size. If you find them in a store, the size gauge is on the package. It has to do with the width of the palm of your hand, if I'm not mistaken. If not, I'm sure the sizing at whatever website you might purchase them from will be obvious and clear, and definitely measure your hand accurately because these are really tight when they fit you well. So if you undersize them, you really might be actually cutting off your circulation. So size them accurately. What else can I have to say about these? Mine, as I said before, I've had for over 15 years. That's a testament to their durability. They have stood up through gentle washing and quite a bit of wear, so I have no reason to think the quality would be less than that now. I use the non-original pair for other wrist-intensive activities, just not for playing. I don't think they're quite as comfortable where the finger slits are. I think they might be measured a little bit differently. Maybe the spandex isn't exactly the same quality. I don't know what it is. It's not a mental block. It's not like I think only original things are good and knockoffs or generics are crummy. I'm pretty good with that. But I don't think the knockoffs that I have tried are quite as good. Now, as I must do, because my lawyer brother would have me do this, I disclaim any injury to you, your family, your town, your state, your country, the world, or the universe if you purchase and use these, because I am herein recommending that you see your doctor before implementing any suggestion I give you about anything in the whole world. Ah, that's better. I'm going to put a link up to these Handys, and I hope any of you who play really long and are not suffering any repetitive motion injury, you should really consider putting these into your gear and working with them as you get older, especially. I know if you're out of your 20s and you're playing long and hard, I really recommend first see your doctor. See if some product like this would be helpful. You might also, even if you know an occupational therapist, you might want to speak with them. You also, if you are suffering from carpal tunnel, you might want to see an occupational therapist. What I would be interested in, if this were something I was suffering from, would be to find countering exercises that I could do to strengthen the parts of the hand and wrist that are in the non-work mode while I'm stressing them in the work mode, if you understand what I mean. You know, in other words, the opposite swing of the pendulum of muscles that are being held in a, I guess it would be short length because other ones are long and extended when you play. I mean, there might be information online too, and I'm not going to point you to that because I don't want you to sue me for anything. Okay, that's it for the question of the... Well, in the news today, I have a save the date alert. I mean, now that we're practically at Thanksgiving, what better time is there to think about New Year's Eve plans? Yikes. If you go out for New Year's Eve, which we do not do, we have our own New Year's Eve traditions, but if you go out and you're near New York City, you will have the most scintillating New Year's Eve at the 92nd Street Y. Yes, the Y again. I know I was just promoting the Y for the Assad Brothers, but it's a great concert hall for guitar, and for the most part, tickets are priced reasonably. Anyway, so what's going on there for New Year's Eve? Well, Sharon Isbin, arguably the 21st century's preeminent classical guitarist, will play her Champagne New Year's Eve concert there at 8 p.m. She's going to have a guest with her, Mark O'Connor, a violinist, and taking a look at her program, it looks like she's going to be playing a mix of Spanish, contemporary, and very, very new music. By contemporary, I mean, you know, 20th, 21st century. Her program is going to be Granados, Brouwer, Tárrega, Albéniz, York, and O'Connor. So I think it's a nice eclectic mix. I'm going to put a link up. You can see her program, the specifics of her program, and purchase tickets at the Y if you are going to be in New York for New Year's Eve. It's way better than 42nd Street. Believe me, believe me. You can see the ball drop on TV. Now, if you're interested in hearing Sharon play and you can't make it for New Year's Eve and are in the New York metro area, I'm going to link to two dates that she will be in the area, and I will also include a link to her website so you can see her itinerary for the coming year. You will likely be able to hear her almost anywhere in the world because her tour dates are always literally global. She will be everywhere. She's just a scintillating performer. I remember the first time I took some students to hear and see Sharon play at the 92nd Street Y. One of them had bloodshot eyes by intermission, and I asked him what was wrong, and he said he couldn't blink. He didn't want to stop watching her extraordinary fingers. So it would be something not to miss, whether you can see her in New York City for New Year's Eve or at the other locations that I'm going to link to in the show notes. So, let's move along to the Take Notes segment. Topic this week is another holiday-related one. I received the Black Friday sale catalog from the Guitar Center during last week. I was browsing through it, just taking a look to see if there was anything there that any of my students might be interested in if they were up to braving Black Friday. And I concluded that I needed to address the quote-unquote sales you're going to come across over the next few weeks. First of all, just like cars and jewelry, guitars have an MSRP, Manufacturer's Suggested Retail Price. Does anyone actually sell them for their full manufacturer-selected retail price? Well, usually not. There might be a few really small stores in isolated areas that have really, really upscale guitars, and they don't negotiate the price because there is a segment who will pay a premium in order to handle the instrument they're going to buy and actually buy the one that they actually played. And, you know, if you're spending, I don't know, $5,000 or more on a guitar, I would do that. I would pay a premium to be able to play it or be sure I could return it if I couldn't play it first. But anyway, so usually not, though. Usually people do not sell guitars at the manufacturer's suggested retail price. The prices on some products, among them guitars, are intentionally listed higher than what they are sold for because psychologically, people are more willing to spend their money on a perceived bargain than an item that's just at list price. How about you? If you buy a guitar that has a manufacturer's suggested retail price of $1,495, not $14.95, don't even consider it, and it's on sale for $1,100, is that appetizing? Well, yeah, of course. What if it's an MSRP of $1,495? The usual quote-unquote store's discount price is $1,100, and then there's a super holiday pricing at $995. Isn't that more attractive and more seductive than just finding the guitar that you really like, that's a good value and has great workmanship for $995? Well, of course it is. So if you're shopping this holiday season, know your prices. You will probably get some good deals between now and the end of the year, but they probably aren't as great as it looks like in their advertising. The other thing I noticed in the catalog as I was looking through was an MSRP on an off-brand instrument that had a special sale markdown, and not even one, there were several. First of all, what is what I like to call a Joe and Al's guitar worth? You know, just who knows who they are, who knows what their building qualities are. If it's an obscure, low-end, off-brand guitar and it's at a crazy good price, pass it by. I saw a guitar in the catalog that was on sale for about $69, and if you have the catalog, you'll see it too. And it came with an extra set of strings and some picks, and it was a steel string acoustic. It may be tempting, especially if you're buying this for a kid or somebody you know and you really don't have a lot to spend and they're dying for a guitar, but usually 69 guitars aren't even really tunable. Not really. Maybe it will be, but it's going to be a piece of junk. If you independently research off-brand guitars when you find them on sale, it's important that you go to a website that has customer comments. And I mean a lot of customer comments. I mean, anybody can post 20 comments that their guitar is great and sign in with all different email usernames. Read comments, read what the guitar is constructed of and where it's made. If it's made in China, you probably shouldn't buy it. You might want to check out previous podcasts I have done about how to buy a guitar and making sure the guitar fits whoever it's going to be purchased for and who's going to be playing it. I also have a link on my website that I'll add to the show notes. Just keep in mind, especially at this time of year, that if the price is too good to be true, it probably is. A $69 guitar is probably not a good deal. It's probably a rotten waste of money that could be earmarked for a guitar that costs more, even if there's a delay until more cash can be set aside for the purchase. So, shop with care. I know as the time gets closer to Christmas and we're just about on the heels of Hanukkah too, some people just say, oh, let me just get something. Don't buy just a junky, off-brand, really cheap guitar. You're probably going to regret it unless all you're going to do is hang it on the wall for decor. Okay, that wraps it up for this week's segments of The Real Episode 020. Let's move along to the outro. John, I hope you enjoyed the podcast today if you were listening. Congratulations to Arno, Arthur, Brittany, Elliot, Julia, and Melissa for making it, and Olivia, sorry, for making it into the spotlight. Check into Carpal Tunnel Relief and Handy's fingerless support gloves. take breaks when you play and when you practice. You might even see an occupational therapist to see what sort of countering exercises you can do to balance the stress on your wrist. Save the date to ring in the new year with a concert, and beware of cheapy, cheap, 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 cheap guitars that aren't worth the money you pay for them. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Students and valued listeners, I want to thank you once again for your time and for joining me for this episode of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast. I hope you heard something thought-provoking, instructional, and/or entertaining. I will include links to anything I mentioned that you might like to explore further in the show notes. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com, GuitarTechniqueTutor.com, and you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please take note that there is no tutor in the email address. Don't hesitate to email me with your questions for the question of the week. If I use your question, I will be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique, or you can join the GuitarTechniqueTutor.com Facebook page. Links to both are on the GuitarTechniqueTutor.com homepage and podcast page. You'll also find links to subscribe to the podcast in a variety of ways, as well as to subscribe to the show notes by email or by a reader. If you're seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hilburn, Mahwah, Midland Park, Montvale, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddlebrook, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Tuxedo, Upper Saddle River, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. Calling is best, and my phone number's on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules and you're a good candidate to learn to play the guitar, perhaps we can work together. Practice, have a great week, and until next time, I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time.